begin to make an energetic connection between your high heart center and your sixth chakra, your third eye. So send energy from your high heart center to your sixth chakra, and then back down around, and then back up, and then back down, and around, forming a vortex of energy, which pulls your conscious knowing self, seeing maybe as a little ball of light, conscious ball of light, and you're now in your forehead, looking out through your third eye as if you were looking out through a window or a doorway out into the astral realm. And now exit through that doorway, that window, the eye, into the astral world around you. Become aware of yourself as both separate from your physical body and connected to your physical body as well. And then let yourself begin to rise up in the room, wherever you find yourself, up through the roof of the building, out into the sunlit sky. But now see yourself over the ocean. Doesn't matter which ocean it is, just over an ocean, looking down, seeing the waves below you. And as you look down, you see a rowboat, just a rowboat sitting down there, gently rocking, rocking with the waves. And you begin to, as you're hovering over it, you begin to move down so that you're now sitting in that rowboat and feeling the gentle rocking of the waves. Not strong waves, just rocking back and forth, rocking. And then all of a sudden, whatever breeze there was, whatever winds there were, begin to calm down. And calm down into a point where they're not, you're hardly even aware of it anymore. And the boat that you're in has stopped rocking completely. And you look out across the ocean and you see it as a smooth, glassy surface. No rocking whatsoever, just smooth and glassy. And then off in the distance you see a solitary figure beginning to move towards you, walking across this glassy surface of the water, coming closer and closer. That figure now is beckoning to you, saying, come, come join me. And you look out, and at first, you wonder, here you are in the middle of the ocean, and this figure is asking you to walk out to meet him. But your fear is overcome by your faith, by your knowing. As you know this one, and you begin to, you stand up in the boat, and you begin to step out of the boat, and upon your faith, you begin to walk across this surfy, glassy surface. Begin to walk toward this figure across this glassy surface, getting closer and closer. And as you come closer, you recognize this being. You've been with him before. And you come closer and closer and closer. And you reach out, and he reaches out, and you clasp hands. You feel the warmth, you feel the light coming from this one. And the connection, the brotherhood. And finally, you have a long hug, a hug that has been long in coming. And together now you begin to rise up above the ocean, higher and higher up into the clouds, seeing the ocean, the earth fall down below you, rising higher, holding, clasping hands, rising up higher above the earth's atmosphere, becoming aware now of all of the ships that have been cloaked, but that you can now see. And they're everywhere. And you become aware now of the planets in the solar system, and the solar sun. And then looking through the solar sun, just with your thoughts, you can travel. And you travel through the sun, out into the galaxy, toward the central sun of the galaxy. And then through that central sun, into the many galaxies beyond, the millions and billions of galaxies beyond, all the way to the central sun of the universe. The cosmic source of all of creation in this universe. And you feel the immense energy here. But you also feel a connection. And you know that you originated from this source long, long, long ago. You know that you are one with this source, this cosmic source. And you become aware of all of the energy now that has been coming from this source, all of the waves of energy that have been moving through the universe, through the galaxies, through the central suns of all of the galaxies, into the solar system, and to the earth. You can watch wave after wave after wave that has been coming through. And you also now see waves that have not yet reached the earth, that are still in transit, still coming. But they don't travel by way of time. They travel by way of vibration. So that as the vibration is ready here in this solar system, then they can reach this solar system. So vibration and consciousness is what is required to bring these waves of energy to the earth. And as consciousness has been increasing throughout the planet, these waves have been coming. But yet there are waves that have not yet come and are holding back, waiting for the right vibration to be reached so that they can then come to the earth, strike the earth, and raise consciousness yet more, a little bit more and a little bit more. And at times, even in fell swoops, all at once. But there is that one wave, that one, that still sits far out into the galaxies beyond this galaxy. You can see it just sitting there waiting. A wave of energy. But you know that it is approaching. And as consciousness increases on the planet, the wave comes closer and closer. And as man awakens more and more across the planet, man will attract this wave, this final wave. The wave that will create the solar flash in your sun. So that the changeover can commence. Now for a moment, I want you to visualize this wave coming, making its final approach, coming through the sun, creating a blast of energy in the sun, a blast of energy, a flash of energy, of light that will be seen across the entire planet. Almost as if a new sun has been born. As people will see it in that respect and look up in wonderment. And yes, unfortunately, some will still fear, but most, because of the vibrations that accompany this flash of light, people will feel these vibrations, feel this light, this energy, this love that is the cosmic source love. And the love will overcome anything that is of fear in those moments. And as many people will not be acclimated to these energies by this point, some will have difficulty with this, but those of you that have been preparing and readying your central nervous system, your DNA, will welcome this light, will take this light within you, and know that in those moments it is transforming you. Not into the full ascension, but deeply into the ascension process. As if you were moving to a new phase. And I want you to see that new phase now, as it overwhelms you with bliss, with love, with connection to your higher source that you have not felt at a conscious knowing level for many, many, many lifetimes. But you welcome this energy and you remember this energy. You remember this connection. Because in that moment, you will understand the universe, because you will know that you are the universe. You are love incarnate. You are the light, the way, and the truth. So see now the resultant changeover that will happen across the planet. Visualize how you would want it to be. See people coming together everywhere. see animals coming together everywhere. Animals that at one time would prey upon another, but now they have no reason to, because love has taken over. And plants and flowers everywhere blooming, growing. And the sky, see the sky is brilliant blue, like you've never seen the sky before, only in your dreams maybe. And the air is crystal clear and clean. And the negative ions that you love so much when you go near the ocean or other bodies of water, you feel those negative ions just blissfully washing over you. This, my friends, is the event. This is the event that catapults you into the next stages of the ascension process. Now, if you would, allow yourselves to begin to draw back to your physical body from wherever you find yourselves. Back, 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 down to your physical body. Coming back in, tucking yourself back in, your astral body back in. Becoming aware again of your chakra system. All in alignment, and coming back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am your brother Sananda, and as always, I appreciate these times that I can be with you, and continue to open your eyes, not your physical eyes, so to speak, but your third eye, as it is opening wide and wider for most of you. And continue to allow that process to continue to develop. Allow for the new vision to come to you. Let the vistas open up before you as you go out into nature and you see the beauty. And even if you are not in nature, even if you are in your cities, and you look around, do not see the ugliness. Do not see the dilapidated buildings or the charred out areas after fires, or whatever it might be. See the beauty all around you. See people as loving, caring beings. Do not see them with fear. Do not see a countenance of fear over them, but rather see a higher consciousness within them. A loving, caring being, a being that wants to be of service to others. See that, and then you create that. And as you create that in your image, you begin to believe it more and more. And then, as you have heard, believing is seeing. So you will create that happening more and more to everyone that you come in contact with. Do not look for confrontations. If one is wearing a mask, if one is not wearing a mask, do not look for that. Rather, see the beauty in that person the love within that person. And whenever you see animals, see those as higher beings of consciousness and love, with unconditional love. Your pets, your dogs, your cats, your horses, whatever they might be, see them as loving, higher level beings that are there to teach you, not the other way around. They do not need to be taught how to love. They love as incarnate beings. Just as you look around at the flowers and the plants and the trees, they do not need to be taught how to grow or how to flower. They do so by the love that they have within them. They know to do that. But it is man that has to learn, or to relearn, or even more importantly, to remember who you are. That just as the flowers and the trees and the plants and the animals, you are incarnate beings of love. Always have been, always will be. And you just simply need to remember that, to allow it to flow within you, to let that love move through you. And if you do that more and more, all of the seeming chaos around you will begin to fade away. And you will not see the chaos. You will see the order that is coming out of the chaos. You will not see the great division, but rather you'll see the great awakening that is happening. And very important, you must stand up for yourself. You must remember who you are. You are a light being, a light warrior. And light warriors do not hold back. No, they do not create confrontation, but they stand up for themselves. They stand up, they feel the light within them, and they spread that light wherever they can. Just as your Kara said the last time, when people see you standing up for yourself and yourselves, when people see you not wanting to wear a mask, when people see that you know that the distance is not important, when people see this, they begin to wonder, well, why? Why is this person doing this? Why are they going against the rules? Why are they going against the establishment when this is what we were told to do? But just that little bit of wonderment leads them to begin to question. Why? Why? And when they ask that question, the light bulb begins to go off within them, and maybe even the alarm clock that has been set to rise up again at a certain vibration, just as it did for you when your vibrations raised, and that alarm clock went off. So too are many across the planet waiting for that alarm clock to ring, which will be the impetus for them, just as it was for you, to awaken out of their slumber, out of their sleep state and to awaken to who they are and to realize they are free, sovereign beings that have every right to believe as they want to believe, as long as they are not harming another. For that, of course, is a universal law, to not harm anyone else, including yourselves. So reach out, my brothers and sisters, reach out. Reach out and grab that sovereign right within you. Reach out and grab the freedom that is inherent within every one of you. For you each have your own free will. And that free will can never be taken from you. Even though many will try, they cannot do it if you do not allow it. Live and breathe in your right to be who you are and to hold on to that freedom that those of your forefathers in this country and actually many in the world, many world leaders have fought for. To bring freedom to the entire world. And that is what those forces of light now, which you call the Alliance, that is what they are doing. And you, those of you, are the boots on the ground working together with the Alliance. You are all part of it. Even though you may not be fully aware, they cannot do it without you, just as you cannot do it without them. And all of us are working together to bring this great awakening to mankind. And to all of life here on this planet, and out through the entire solar system, and even out into the galaxy. For the entire galaxy shall become free once again. And it all starts here with each and every one of you. To reach out and find that freedom within you, and to not allow anyone to take it from you. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you may continue to hold the light and share the light wherever you have that opportunity. Om Mani Padme Om Ma. Om Mani Padme Om Ma. Om Ma. Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana here. And what a wonderful message that was from Sananda. Find your freedom. Be free. You are free. You were born free. You need to know that you are free. Each and every one, not only of you, those of you on this call, not only those of you that are the light working community, but all of mankind, all of life is free. And that's what the ascension process is all about, coming back to that freedom, to remember the sovereignty within each and every one of you, and to reach out for that and to not let anyone take that from you. We are ready now for your questions. You can unmute your phones here, and we are ready now.
Wonder Service?
Yes.
Good. I'm just wondering if you could tell me what Sananda was talking about opening my third eye. Just wondering if it is open, and if not, how I actually make it open.
We cannot give you directly to the one who is asking this question about whether your third eye is open or not, but we can tell you that you are certainly working on the process. And it is up to you to know whether it is open or not. Because as you go out into the world and you see things that others may not see, if that is the case, then yes, your third eye is open, or it is in the opening process. Now, there are times when it is seemingly more open than others. And those are the times where you get those glimpses that we have spoken of, glimpses into other dimensions, glimpses into other worlds. Those are the times when, yes, your third eye is certainly open. And this group, we have been working diligently with you, not only during these calls here, bringing the downloads, as you might call them, of DNA processes and these types of things, but at your advances, we have been working very strongly with you and your third eye to assist in helping you to open it and reactivate it here. And notice we say here, or I say here, reactivate it. Because that is what you are doing. You are reactivating it because it has always been there. It has always been activated, but your conscious knowing self does not know that it is activated. So you are simply remembering that. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share on this if we may share with you, dear brother.
Of course, you never have to ask.
We always have to ask. That is our protocol. Now, we must tell you that the third eye is tied to vibration. When a human is vibrating at a low vibration with fears, frustrations, anger, misunderstandings, lack of compassion, all these things that anchor a being to the third dimension, the third eye shuts down. It closes itself, you see, because the vibration is low. It cannot find the energy to move past the vibratory issues of the third dimension. When a being is enlivened with higher vibration of love, of concern, of caring, of acts of kindness, of high vibratory emotions, the third eye then has the energy to open up. So you see, it is a monitoring process for each being. So you must monitor your emotions, your state of being, if you choose to, in every moment. Because as you monitor those, you can willfully raise your vibration and thus give your third eye the energy to see beyond the third dimensional anchors. Namaste.
Very good. Wonderful explanation. Are there other questions here? Anything further here? Further questions? If not, this is going to be quite a short call here.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
We've heard about the seeds from China that are being sent over to our country. Is there something to that? What are those seeds?
All we can tell you is that things are not always as they appear to be. And in many cases, in these times now, very little is as it appears to be. So We cannot tell you directly whether this is or this is not. Please mute your phone here. We need to have you mute your phone so we can continue. We cannot tell you directly whether this is or this is not, but we can tell you that there are things that are happening very much so behind the scenes. And there are those times when one's come up with something that they think is happening or that they believe might be happening, or even there are those that mislead. And in this case, as we find it, this is largely a sense of misleading here. So it is not something to be concerned about at this point. Now, with that understanding, though, the cabal, the dark forces, they are not through yet. They have their tricks up their sleeve yet as to what they still may attempt to bring forward here in a way to hold off the Great Awakening and the Ascension process. For that is their goal, to hold it all off, to postpone it. Eventually, their final goal, though, was to take complete control. Well, you know that that is not happening here. But their attempts to do this, to bring this about, may still continue. We say may still continue because that is not for sure yet either, because it is all about vibration and consciousness, as we have said many, many times. And your vibration and consciousness as a collective humanity has much to do with whether or not their plans succeed or do not succeed. Now, we have said many times, their plans will not succeed because the greater plan will succeed. The plan of the light will succeed and actually is succeeding. And in many respects, we can already say it is already done and has completed here. So we know this is difficult for you to understand because you are thinking in terms of time here. And we do not give this in terms of time. We give this in terms of vibration and frequency. So as this continues to change, and you know it is changing based on your Schumann resonance and other factors that are coming in to tell you that, yes, these energies are indeed rising and rising and rising, and vibration and frequency is increasing as consciousness also increases. You know this because you feel, many of you feel these energies, and sometimes they do not feel quite so wonderful, and other times they feel they bring great joy to you. So it is a continuing process here. And we know this is a long, involved answer to your very simple question, but the final answer to this is it cannot fully be given your direct answer, but it is a sense of misleading here. Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
We do not understand the question. What specifically was this question?
There was a story going around that China has been sending seeds to the United States all over the place, supposedly, and people are receiving them. And we were just wondering if that was true. It was just a story at some point.
We cannot understand what China is sending. Can you be very specific? China is sending what?
Yes, seeds. S-E-E-D-S, seeds.
Okay. Well, we would say that what one of the servants has given really cannot be elaborated on, but I will tell you that from our perspective, there is many things that the cabal, which is much rooted in the Chinese Communist Party as we find it, will attempt to do anything. This is going to continue until the Great Awakening is completed. So yes, they could be doing that. They may not be doing that. What we would suggest for all beings that you turn up your light, that you protect yourself, that you use all the tools that have been given to protect yourself and offer those tools to others and send your light to others, as there are many harmful things on your planet as we find it that could invade your health, your sense of well-being, etc. So focusing on one thing, yes, maybe, no, maybe, but what is more concerning here is that all light workers use the tools that they have been given to protect themselves from any invasion of the cabal. Namaste.
Here, thank you.
Good. Are there other questions here?
Yes, this is Linda. I have a question.
Yes.
James had talked to us about something he had seen on YouTube about how Trump had traveled to many leaders of many countries. And are there any of those leaders or other leaders that we can focus our light on to help release them as they turn the rest of the world into freedom?
It's not so much which individual leaders, but the leaders as a whole, as a collective here. Not only the leaders, though, for they that are just individuals throughout. Please mute your phone. We need to ask for muting a phone. Very good. Now, we need to focus not only on those leaders of the countries throughout the world, but all people here, not only those that supposedly are in front and those are leaders. You have many leaders. You have many that are working for the light. They are not out in the public eye, but they are there working behind the scenes. They need light also. So not only those ones that are in front of the public, but all need the light. So when you send the light, and by the way, there is going to be an exercise or an experience that is going to occur at this advance here, where exactly what we are speaking about bringing the light together, manifesting the light within you, and being able to send it out is going to be shared here. It is an ancient experience or an ancient rite, we will say here, that is going to be shown to you through the James here. And it is going to be a way that you can, in a more physical fashion, send light. You will understand this when it occurs here. Okay? So to understand, though, directly your question, or to answer directly your question, rather, it is not so much to send light to any individual leader. And there are some that have not capitulated yet, but what the video that you are speaking about was very, very accurate in terms of several that have put this together and made it so that the ones that are ready and interested in this could experience or gain a lot of understanding as to what is really occurring here and what your particular leader in this country, the president here of this country, is doing throughout the world to bring the world together. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, as a light worker, as a light being, your heart is so open and so willing to assist as we find it. What we would simply say is to offer a prayer that the company of heaven, that all the ascended beings, that all of the angels, the leagues of angels, and the archangels continue to assist the planet in raising the vibration for all as the plan continues to work out. It needs to be a blanketed message for all. So those that are in darkness will begin to sense the light. Those that use the light will begin to magnify the light. So you must not, as we advise, point the light at one, but point the light at all. Namaste.
Yes. Very good. Are there other further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hi, it's Michelle from Toronto. The U.S. has Trump, thank goodness, and Canada we don't. We have Trudeau, who appears to be, for all intents and purposes, is a crook and not of the light, and is even affiliated with Bill Gates and so on. My question is, do we have to wait another 3 years to the next election to have somebody of the light in power? And do you have a name of who might be replacing him?
We would love to be able to share this with you in terms of a potential here that is a possibility, but we cannot do so because it is not yet determined who or when this one would come into power there. Or, and this may shock you somewhat, but whether there would even need to be one in power there by that time, as you are giving a time frame of 3 years here. Much, and I repeat this here, much can happen in that three-year time period that is beyond the normal life as you know it now, as things are. Much, much can change, okay? So we cannot give directly who or when or whatever this might be, but know that it is all part of the plan and all part of the greater orchestration that is occurring here. Okay, Shoshana?
We will share here. May we share?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Dear sister, we are never allowed to forecast the future for you, as that is forbidden. Your future and the future of all are up to the beings that inhabit this planet. It is all up to you what future you would like to see. So you see, you have tools as a light worker. The one known as Trudeau, that comes from a long line of cabal, as you know, he must be sent light. You must, whatever you do, you must point the light to your government, to your leadership, and ask, as we have given to another, that the League of Angels, the Archangels, the company of heaven, the ascended beings assist in having the plan work out. As there really are no borders, there is just one planet, you see. And the plan is for all beings on the planet, all of humankind on the planet. The plan is working out, and there are many light forces and light workers and light warriors that are working on your behalf as they are working on the behalf of all beings here. So be in joy, dear sister, that your borders that you live within will also be part of the plan, and you will find that the Great Awakening will enter your area as well, and you will be lifted up with all beings. Namaste.
Yes, and we just simply add here on top of this is that the Great Awakening is not just for one country, it is for the entire world. So keep that in mind when you think about this entire process that is occurring here now. A great awakening of the entire planet.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
Thank you.
Are there further questions here?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes.
Could you advise if there are any authentic Andaro crystals on Mother Gaia?
Authentic Andara crystals on the planet here? Is that what you are asking?
Yes.
Yes, there is certainly that. Now, whether or not you have possession of one or whether or not you can get possession of one is determined by the vibration that you are using to attract it, you see? You must be at the right vibration to attract that type of crystal here. And that goes for all crystals. All crystals are attracted to you by vibration. Your vibration brings a certain crystal to you. As your vibration increases, you attract a higher level crystal to you as well. That is how it works. Okay? Shoshana?
We cannot add to this.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here then now?
I have a quick one.
Yes.
It's Drusilla. It's Drusilla from New York. I am in not so much of a group as I guess kind of a sort of a group, a loose-knit group. By someone named William Michael Forbes, who also works with the Ascended Masters, and they requested that the various light worker groups all over the planet get whoever's leading them in some sort of way to touch base, put some sort of organization together, nothing formal, just so that we can get all the light workers to have for 5-10 minutes a day the same intention at each day, and I wanted to know if you thought that was a good idea.
It is not so much whether we think it is a good idea or whether it even matters if we think it is a good idea. It is what you feel, if you think it is something that would be helpful. From our perspective, okay, it would be wonderful to have a unification of all of the various light workers across the world.
Right.
That
right.
would be wonderful and would lead directly to your ascension, to the event, all of this. This is why the meditations, the global meditations, when they occur, have so much effect on bringing you closer and closer to that event, or rather bringing that event closer to you, you see? Actually, it is both. Your vibration attracts the event, and the event's vibration is attracted to you, you see? This is how it works. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Please do.
Dear sister, we find on the planet that there are many groups that meet formally, informally, but they meet, and they all have the same thing in mind. That is to give the planet the upliftment and consciousness required so that all beings can move forward in consciousness and ascend to a greater awareness of who they are and have the life that they deserve. We find that all light workers have this in mind. So you see, it is already happening. As you wish for another being to be uplifted, as you wish for the plan to work out, as you focus your intention on the plan working out and the planet rising in consciousness, not the planet, but the beings rising in consciousness, it is done, you see. The vibration is going out. So it does not matter whether these groups talk to each other or formally create an organization with each other, because it is all happening anyway. It is the intention, it is the light, it is the desire for man's consciousness to ascend that creates it, you see. Namaste.
Very good. Then, are there any further questions here?
Yes, please.
Yes.
I have a question about scalar technology. I've been feeling like uncertain as to its authenticity and any benefits.
We
so can you tell
it.
Us?
We did not hear scalar. Your question. Is there a question?
Yes. Can you please tell us more about scalar technology? It's being offered by an individual, and so I wanted to know if it would be a benefit for those who choose to participate.
It is not only being offered by one individual, it is being offered by many, as it is a new technology, only new in terms of your third dimensional consciousness here. It is a new technology, but it is something that is utilized freely throughout the galaxy here as we find it in relation to many other energies working together. And this is something that you as a planet and you as a humanity here on the planet will come into contact with more and more as you become a galactic civilization here, or become part of the galactic civilization, we will say. So it is something that is being introduced here. Your one that is Cobra has spoken about this quite a lot as we find it. He is not the originator, of course, of this energy, for no one can create this energy as it is a part of the universe here. So, but it is something that can be utilized and is being utilized more and more and will become a part of the new technologies as they are introduced here. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, and I also have one more question for one who serves, please.
Dear sister, all technology is available to those that wish to use it for good and those that wish to use it for what you call bad. So you see, any technology that is used with the intention of providing an upliftment in consciousness, in helping and serving others, will happen based on the intention of those that hold the technology. So we find that a being such as yourself, if you participate in this technology, it is because you wish to be of service. If another participates in this technology and is service to self, then that technology can be used that way. So you see, it's a matter of whose hands the technology is in. Namaste.
Yes, if you look, for example, at your Tesla and the energy or the inventions and the technology that he created, his goal, his purpose was to create energy for the world. But those of the nefarious forces were able to take control of his inventions and his technology and utilize it, just as Shoshana is saying, for more evil purposes. So technology is just that. It is technology. It can be used for the light or it can be used for the dark. It is man's consciousness and vibration that determines which way it will go. Are there further questions here?
Yes, I have one more, please. And what would be the benefits for the individuals that engage in scalar technology?
It is the same answer here. It is whatever is needed in the time here. So, within the vibration, whatever is needed here. If there is a need for this particular technology, and it is, as we say, coming out here, if there is a need for it, then it will be brought forward. And those individuals or those groups that begin to work with this more and more, just as your plasma energy is also something of this nature, and your tachyon energy, and energies that have not even been introduced yet to this planet, are a part of the new expression of consciousness that is coming forward here. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes. We need to release channel unless that we know there are email questions. We take those, and then we need to release channel.
Yes, thank you, one who serves. The first question is from the email is, if we are all one, then why are we told not to override a person's will?
First of all, you are not told to do anything. That is your free will. So for anyone, if we were to tell you to, you cannot override another's free will, then we are already overriding your free will, you see? So it can go either way. Man has free will. That is what you are here for. This is a free will universe here, and certainly a free will planet. And those that take advantage of this are going against another's free will, so therefore they are going against universal law. And universal law says you cannot go against another's free will, no matter what, you see. Does this answer this question? And Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
We will share on this. The beings of this planet are all one in consciousness. They draw upon the same field, and they are conscious or unconscious of the vibration that emanates from that field, and they use the universal mind to create whatever they wish to create, as the universal mind is contained in the quantum field as we find it here. So the oneness is oneness of the mind, of the field, of the consciousness of man. What has happened here is that man has become beings of individual consciousness with free wills to create whatever they wish to create. And we find that there is a prime directive here that says we as individuals will not infringe upon another individual's free will, you see. So oneness is occurring in consciousness, but there are still individualized consciousnesses that have used this planet to, as an experiment, to create what they wish to create. Namaste.
And we add here that even those that have gone against the universal law here, they feel that they are getting around it, you might say, by announcing first what they are going to do. And they announce it in various ways, through your movies, through your music, through many different aspects that are telling you, yes, this is what we're going to do. This is, if you look at your 9/11, when that happened, years before this, there were depictions and videos and cartoons and things of this nature that led to showing you that this was going to happen, even though most, if not all, were oblivious to this. But they were getting around, or as they believe anyway, they were getting around this universal law in that respect. And they attempt to do this very often here, as we find it. They want to overcome your free will. That is what this whole so-called pandemic is about, is overcoming your free will, taking away your free will, but making you think that it is your free will, you see? They're making you think that it is good to wear the masks, even though you know it is not, and it is against your free will to do so. Okay? Are there further questions here?
Just one more from the email. The person is asking, are the voices that we hear in our dreams real?
This is a very difficult question to answer because everyone is different and everyone has a different experience within their dream as far as where their vibrations are at that point. Now, with that understanding, we would say, for the most part, those of you, the light workers or the awakened light workers throughout the planet, are likely to be given messages, various messages in their dreams, whether they hear it directly from a voice or whether it is a thought process that comes to them. That we would say they are very much real. But we cannot say directly that everyone has this experience here. Shoshana?
We will share on this. We will share our perspective as we do not distinguish awakeness from the dream state. We do not distinguish this because we know that those that are in the dream state are experiencing experiences, just as they experience experiences in the what you call awake state. So you see, the dream state is just another level of reality that you have created to move forward in your journey, to move forward in your mission, you see. So when the question is asked, is the voice in my dream real? Well, we are going to ask, is the voice that you hear in your awake state real? It depends on how you see this, you see. So from our perspective, all experiences, whether you are awake or in your dream state, are valid. They are messages given to you as an individual that creates the path to your journey and your mission. Namaste.
Wonderful. And we need to now release channel before we do. Shoshana, do you have
I do not have a message.
Very good. Then we just simply say we are looking forward very much to being with all of you here in the time coming here in your next advance, which is what, your next week here. And we are ready and prepared to bring quite an experience to you. And we will say that even though the James was given the agenda, and he is not sure how some of this is going to happen here. But we can assure you that it is going to happen, and we are have been preparing for this for some time. You will understand more, though, as you are there, whether in very much in person or whether you are there over your Zoom conference. What a name, Zoom. Zoom conference. Anyway, we are done for the day here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Shanti.